What's up, everyone? It's Isabel here from the Just Isabel Things podcast, and today I will be talking about movies I'm looking forward to seeing during the spring and summer months of 2022. I did an episode very similar to this back in August, and I talked about movies coming up from August 2021 until April 1st, 2022, but now since the holiday season is over and the new year is here, I decided to do another movie episode. I did a movie slash TV show slash documentary episode last week where I talk about my favorites of 2021, so go check out my episode from last week if you haven't already, but like I said earlier, this week will be about movies that I'm looking forward to seeing with a release date from now until September 30th. I'm really excited for this episode, and I love talking about movies, but before we get into it, you guys know that I like to start off my episodes with a life update, and to be completely honest, nothing super exciting is happening this week, or has happened this week. Probably the biggest thing, I guess, is Sorority Rush. I'm going through Sorority Rush right now, and my episode next week will be about my own sorority recruitment experience, so stay tuned for next week's episode. I think sorority recruitment is a huge industry, and I think it's a huge, like, topic to be discussed, and I haven't really seen a lot of podcasters talk about sorority recruitment. I've seen it all over TikTok, but I think it's something that I think it's a topic that should be brought up within the podcast community, so looking forward to, you know, finishing up recruitment and talking about that. But yeah, I think that's it for this week's life update. Hope everyone is doing well and staying safe out there. And yeah, let's get on with the episode. So, like I stated in my life update, or before my life update, I'm going to be talking about movies coming up for this upcoming spring and summer and talk about whether or not I want to see them and, you know, stuff like that. Here's a small disclaimer. I am getting all my information and release dates from IMDb, and I am not responsible for spreading misinformation if plot lines, release dates, or other movie content changes that are beyond the time of recording this episode on February 2nd, 2022. Sorry about that kind of long but kind of short disclaimer. I feel like I had to say it with all the crazy stuff happening in the media world every single day. And in the movie industry, too. So, I just had to say that because stuff changes all the time and I don't want to be responsible for spreading misinformation on the web. But let's get on to talking about some upcoming movies. Alright, so the first movie I want to kick off this episode with is Morbius. And this might sound kind of bad, but, like, the main reason I want to see this movie is because it has hella Spider-Man crossover ties that are making fans, including myself, kind of question, like, what the heck is this going to have to do with Spider-Man? More specifically, in the Morbius trailer, there was a reference to Daily Bugle, which is the newspaper in, like, the MCU, in, like, the Spider-Man MCU. Michael Keaton, who was Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming, is in this movie, and also the Oscorp building which was featured in the Tobey Maguire, first featured in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. It was also featured in the Morbius trailer, so there are so many Spider-Man ties, and who knows, maybe this will answer some questions or leave some more questions in regard to the multiverse, the MCU multiverse, the Spider-Man multiverse. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Morbius. It should be coming out on April 1st, and I don't know, with all of the movies that I'm going to be talking about today, I don't know whether or not they'll be out in theaters or, like, HBO Max or Disney Plus. So if you hear me say come out in theaters, that's probably, it's probably a movie that will come out in theaters just based on the size of it. But yeah, let's get on to some other movies. So the second movie I want to talk about is personally the biggest one I'm most anticipating this spring, and that is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I am so excited for this movie because of what happened, or what I saw at the end of WandaVision, as well as at the end of No Way Home. And for those of you who don't know what this movie is going to be about, a plot from IMDb states, Dr. Stephen Strange casts a forbidden spell that opens the door to the multiverse, including an alternate version of himself, whose threat to humanity is too great for the combined forces of Strange, Wong, and Wanda Maximoff. So, I am really looking forward to this movie, and as you heard from the description of this movie, it's going to be absolutely loaded with a great plot line, as well as a great cast, as well. I'm looking forward to getting some answers to the questions that I've had since watching recent Marvel content, such as WandaVision and No Way Home. So yeah, definitely as a Marvel fan, I'm looking forward to this movie. And after this movie getting delayed so many times, the release date is set for May 6th, so go check out Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness on May 6th. And I'm assuming this movie will come out in theaters because Spider-Man came out in theaters. So I'm assuming like this one will come out in theaters on May 6th. So very much looking forward to Doctor Strange, and let me know if you guys are too. All right. And let's talk about another movie that is definitely going to rock the box office in the month of May, and that is Top Gun Maverick. Like Doctor Strange, this movie has been pushed back so many times, but from reading articles and seeing stuff on social media, a lot of people are saying this is one of the most anticipated movies of the year. For those of you who don't know what it's about, according to IMDb, it says after more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, Pete Mitchell is where he belongs, pushing the envelope as a courageous test pilot and dodging the advancement in rank that would ground him. This movie has a solid cast: Tom Cruise, Miles Teller, John Hamm. So if you like the first Top Gun, then you probably would want to see this movie. I personally have no intention of seeing this movie just because I feel like Top Gun is more of a generational thing, in my opinion. So it doesn't bring me the same nostalgia or joy as someone who probably saw Top Gun years ago when it first came out. But let me know how you guys like it, and maybe I will see it down the line. But it has a published release date of May 27th, and I'm definitely assuming this movie will be coming out in theaters. Alright, so moving on to actually a Pixar movie. If you are a Disney/Pixar fan, you know that every summer, especially in the month of June, Disney releases a Pixar movie. And this year, I'm super excited because I feel like recently there hasn't been a lot of big named Pixar movies because of, you know, COVID, I think, is a factor. And it's just, there hasn't really been a, like, probably since before COVID, there hasn't been any, like, huge Pixar movies that have come out. So I'm really excited about this one, and because it's Lightyear, which from my understanding is the Buzz Lightyear origin story with Chris Evans, who is the Captain America voicing a superhero to one of Pixar's most iconic franchises. There isn't a whole lot of information on this movie, but basically it's looking like it'll just be a Buzz Lightyear origin story. And it's coming to theaters on June 17th. And even though I'm 19 years old and, you know, I feel like, in, you know, I watched the Toy Story movies so many, well, the first Toy Story movie came out in what, like the late 90s. The second one came out in what, like 2002 maybe. Third one came out in 2010. And then the fourth one came out in 2019. I grew up with Toy Story, so, and, you know, I feel like even at my age, Disney movies will never go out of style for me, and it's just kind of special because, like I said, I grew up with Toy Story, and I feel like Disney is going to do such a great job with this movie. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to Lightyear coming out on June 17th, and I am definitely assuming that this movie will be a coming out in theaters movie. And maybe it also might be on Disney Plus, I'm not sure yet. But yeah, looking forward to Lightyear. And I think Chris Evans voicing this role will be kind of a cool thing because he, you know, he is Captain America, and I think it's like a cool, and I think it's just like a cool like cast, I think it's like a cool casting for him. So yeah, kudos to Disney for kind of doing this. I don't think anyone ever saw, like, before this movie was announced, I don't think anyone ever saw a, you know, like a Lightyear, like a Buzz Lightyear origin story, especially, you know, since I, you know, people in my generation, you know, grew up with the Toy Story movies. So it'll be kind of cool to see, and I'm really, really looking forward to this one. I feel like this movie, Lightyear will probably be the only animated movie I will see in a movie theater this year, but I'm not mad about it. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. But let's move on to some other movies that are coming out this summer. Well, these are some other movies that are coming out in June that I probably won't see just because I never really got into their franchises, but they are really popular amongst other people. So there's like a Jurassic World Dominion movie coming out, and there's a funny story about this. So about Jurassic World Dominion. So during the pandemic, they Jurassic World Dominion partnered with No Kid Hungry. And what they did was they put out this sweepstakes where during COVID, if you entered in the sweepstakes, you could win a chance to be eaten by a dinosaur in Jurassic World Dominion. So someone who won the sweepstakes gets eaten in Jurassic World Dominion. So that movie's coming out in June. I don't really have any interest in seeing it just because I never really got into like the older Jurassic. I've seen Jurassic World or Jurassic Park. And I saw the first Jurassic World movie, but I never really got super deep into those movies. But there anyways, there's a Jurassic World Dominion movie coming out. There's also a new Transformers movie coming out, which I didn't know until doing my research for this episode. It's called Transformers Rise of the Beasts. So if you're into Transformers movies, then sorry guys, my audio cut out. But anyways, there's a Transformers Rise of the Beasts movie coming out. I've never really gotten to any of the Transformers movies. I've never seen any of them start to finish. They actually filmed a few of them in Chicago, but they didn't film this one in Chicago, and I didn't even know this movie was coming out, but apparently there's a new Transformers movie coming out this spring, or this summer in June. So if you like Transformers movies, then and you didn't know there was a Transformer movie coming out, there you go, there's a new Transformers movie coming out. And then there's also Minions, The Rise of Gru. I never really got into Despicable Me or Minions, but there's such a big, not industry for that, but there's such a big fan base for those movies. I did see Despicable Me, 10 years ago when it came out. But yeah, I just don't really have any, super big interest in seeing those movies. They're all huge movies with huge franchises, and probably all three of them will come out in theaters. But, I mean, they could be cool movies, but I just don't really picture myself seeing them, and they're not really my cup of tea compared to Marvel, Disney, Pixar, so yeah. And then speaking of Marvel, we got another Marvel movie arriving this summer, and that is Thor: Love and Thunder. The last standalone Thor movie was Thor: Ragnarok, which I believe came out in 2017, I want to say. But anyways, Thor: Love and Thunder is supposed to hit theaters July 8th. And I believe some of the cast from Guardians of the Galaxy, as well as the iconic characters in the MCU Thor movies, who are still, known to be living in the MCU, will be in this movie. And then in terms of plot, there isn't a lot of information publicized about this movie, but, that's just Marvel for you. And I can't pronounce his last name, but the legendary director, Taika Waititi, I don't know how to pronounce, or maybe it's Taika Waititi. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but you guys probably know who I'm talking about. He's a legendary director, and he's directing this one. I think he directed or wrote the screenplay for Ragnarok, as well as, I think he also wrote Jojo Rabbit as well. So he's, definitely, been a huge director and screenwriter in the last few years, which is awesome. Great for him. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing this movie when it hits theaters July 8th. And I also want to mention, I have this weird feeling about this movie that it's going to be pushed back into the fall. Don't ask me why I think that. I just think it's because I'm not real. I don't even know why I think it might get pushed back. But it might get pushed back. I don't know. We'll have to see. But again, Thor: Love and Thunder, July 8th, probably coming to theaters just because, Spider-Man was released in theaters and everything went well with that. But I'm really looking forward to this movie, and I think a lot of people are looking forward to this movie too. But it's really great to see Marvel movies back in the theaters, because, we went probably a year and a half, 2 years without seeing a Marvel movie in theaters. So I'm really looking forward to Thor: Love and Thunder, and it's super cool that they have the Guardians of the Galaxy characters in this movie. When I first found out about it, there was this paparazzi photo taken in Australia where part of this movie was filmed, and it showed Peter Quill, dressed in his costume, and it showed Thor dressed in his costume, and then a bunch of other Guardians of the Galaxy people dressed up. So yeah, really looking forward to that crossover. I think it's going to be a pretty funny movie. And Thor: Ragnarok was a funny movie, and the Guardians of the Galaxy movies are also really funny, so I think this is going to be an awesome movie. So yeah, that's Thor: Love and Thunder coming out July 8th. And then in August, there aren't really a whole lot of blockbuster movies coming out in the month of August. I think that's just something, that's just an industry-wide thing. I just think that happens every year. So I feel like August is a pretty dry month for movies, but in September, I'm really looking forward to seeing Don't Worry, Darling, which is the Olivia Wilde-directed movie with Florence Pugh and Harry Styles playing a married couple in the 50s, and I love Harry Styles and Florence Pugh separately. I think they are super genuine and overall really great people. And like, I've never heard a bad thing about either of them. And for them to come together for this movie and like be a couple in this movie, I think is definitely something I'm looking forward to seeing, as well as so many fans of either of both of these celebrities. Like, Harry Styles, probably one of the biggest fan bases in the entire world. Florence Pugh has a growing fan base as well. So many people love her. And then for those of you who aren't familiar with the plot of this movie, it's about a 1950s housewife living with her husband in a utopian experimental community, begins to worry that his glamorous company may be hiding disturbing secrets. So it looks like a pretty interesting plot. And for the cast, other than Harry Styles and Florence Pugh, Olivia Wilde also stars in it, like, besides directing it. And Chris Pine is in it as well, and so many others. So definitely looking forward to this movie when it comes out on September 23rd. Again, not sure if this will be a theater release movie or maybe like HBO Max or Netflix. I don't think it'll be Netflix. But just, you know, I don't know where this movie will be released, but I do want to touch base on the fact that, like, you know, there's, you know, the rumors about Olivia Wilde dating Harry Styles and how they met on this movie. And it was right after her divorce from Jason Sudeikis, and so that's kind of, like, its whole, like, drama in itself. And then Olivia Wilde also, this isn't her directing debut. A lot of people are like, oh, yeah, this is the first movie, like, Olivia Wilde's directing, but no, it's not. She directed Booksmart, actually, which was, the movie that came out a couple years ago, with Jonah Hill's sister, and it was just about kind of, it was like a coming-of-age movie that focused on the LGBT community, as well as a bunch of other topics. So I really liked that movie as well, and I'm really, and that fact that she directed that made me excited to watch this movie, on top of the cool cast for this movie as well. And I think with the huge fan bases that are coming into watching this movie, I think it's just going to be a really great experience for a lot of people. And the plot looks really crazy. Not crazy, but like that's kind of cool. Like, 1950s housewife in a utopian experimental community. Usually it's like, it kind of reminds me of WandaVision a little bit, but usually it's like a modern day or a futuristic utopian community, but like a 1950s utopian community, that's pretty cool. So yeah, September 23rd is when this movie is getting released, and I'm looking forward to it. There are just so many movies that are coming out in the next few months, and I didn't want to do the rest of the year. I just kind of wanted to keep it between April and August, or not, April and September, end of September, because I feel like that's when, you know, a lot of peak movies usually come out, and it's a pretty stacked list. You have stuff from, tons of content coming from Marvel, tons of stuff coming from Disney, as well as, you know, maybe movies that we never thought we would see. Like, I never thought I would see a Lightyear, like a Buzz Lightyear origin story movie. I'm sure, you know, when Top Gun first came out, people didn't think that there was going to be a Top Gun, you know, reboot movie or whatever. So, and like, for Harry Styles fans, like, who would have thought Harry Styles would be acting in a movie with Florence Pugh? You know what I mean? So, I'm really looking forward to this year for movies, as well as in last week's episode. If you guys haven't checked it out, make sure you go check it out. In last week's episode, I talked about how, you know, with COVID and stuff, it pushed all these movies back. Like, I think these pretty much all, like, some, if not all of these movies were intended to be released earlier, but obviously got pushed back because of COVID times. But yeah, I'm just really looking forward to this, you know, this year for movies. And in last week's episode, I talked about how I'm excited for, like, the movies and the TV shows coming out this year. I think it's going to be a really great year for the movie industry, and I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out for this year for the movie industry. But yeah, let me know what your guys' most anticipated movies are, because I'd be so happy to hear what they are and what you think about the movies that I talked about today. So, yeah, and as always, thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Stay tuned for next week's episode to hear me talk about sorority recruitment, my sorority recruitment experience. So yeah, stay tuned for that episode. Check out last week's episode where I talk about my favorite movies from 2021. And make sure you're following me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast. Subscribe and leave a review in Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Share the podcast with your family and friends. Be sure to stay safe and healthy out there. And yeah, I think that's it. Thank you all again for listening, and I'll see you next week for a new episode. Bye, guys! Thank you again so much for listening to today's episode. If you like what you heard and want to listen to more, check out previous episodes and also come back every Sunday for a new episode as well.